Andy's, we're just about to go on the air, and Andy's so busy with people giving him so much love. He's going, what are we doing? Where are we going?
Are we live? Are we live and in color?
Well, Dean Holland's just arrived, and he's throwing a lot of love at Andy and just wanting to hear his stories. But we're going to have Mark Glassman now on the air with his movie reviews. Hi, Mark.
Hi, and I want to say a big shout out to Andy. Andy, it's been wonderful being sort of at least on the same show as you for so many years. You're a great man and a real pro, and I loved when we used to chat about football in the early days.
Well, it's funny, actually, because you and I are pretty much on the same wavelength when it comes to football, or soccer, as most people would call it. I got an email recently from somebody who goes, you don't know anything about soccer. I went, oh, yeah, I do. Anyway.
And let's not forget, there was an Andy Johnson who was a good striker for Crystal Palace. He must have been happy a couple weeks ago.
That's right, yes.
When they won the FA Cup.
The FA Cup, yeah, it was terrific.
Yeah. Anyhow, Andy, it's been great, and I'm going to miss you.
Well, Mark, thank you so much. You're a standard feature in this show, and
absolutely.
I'm sure there would be a big hole if you were to leave, too.
Oh,
so
yeah, for sure.
You stay the course, man.
I will, and I hope you'll listen in.
I will.
Okay.
Take care.
And so there's a couple of films today to talk about, Gene.
Right.
And I just realized, actually, it's so nice now that I don't have to make such a big deal about it, but both films are directed by women. And I can remember at one point where that would be like every couple of years I'd be able to say, hey, I'm reviewing two films that are both directed by women. And now it's become so, there are so many more women directors out there that it doesn't even seem that remarkable. But that's, isn't that a great thing to say about
yes.
how the industry and the filmmaking community has changed over the last sort of 20 years or so.
For sure.
Anyhow, the two films. So let's talk about two women. The first one, it's a remake of a film called Deux Femmes en Or, which was back in the early days of the 70s in Quebec cinema. There was a thing called these body titillating comedies at the time, which were called maple syrup porn. They really weren't all that sexy, but they, but of course, in those early days, and any film with women without clothes on was enough to draw an audience.
Sure.
So the idea in that one was it was just a farce, and the idea was to have these two bored suburban women who sort of make it with the milkman and the electrician, et cetera, et cetera. And it was funny and it was successful. So here it is 55 years later, and a feminist filmmaker, a young one from Quebec, who's made a couple of interesting films before, Chloe Robichaud, decided to remake it. And in this case, what she did was try to turn it into a kind of a feminist comedy. And so so at least one of the two women is not just bored, she also just thinks the whole thing, this whole trap of marriage and everything that her life is all about isn't all that interesting, and she should do something to make her life more interesting. And she drags along her next-door neighbor who's is just finishing breastfeeding her first child and gets her going as well. So then they do make it with the electrician and the exterminator and so forth. But it suddenly, they're actually literally quoting, or at least one of them is, quoting Simone de Beauvoir. So it's not what you would normally expect. It's a really interesting, a fascinating kind of remake, turning what had been something that was fairly inconsequential, although popular, into something that actually has a kind of statement to be made about Quebec society and about women. So, and funny, still funny. So I recommend it. It's called Two Women, and it actually won an award for Best Script, a jury prize at the Sundance Film Festival.
Yeah.
So it's already been in the States, and now finally it's going to emerge in English Canada, and one only hopes that it will do something in English language. It is called Two Women, which is not a great title. Deux Femmes en Or is kind of a joke. It's more like two solid gold women or two women of sterling character. So it works better in French. But anyhow, Two Women, it's at TIFF Lightbox, and I would recommend people kind of go and see it before it sadly disappears, I'm afraid, all too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The other is also very interesting, and it's directed by a woman who I've never heard of before, named Ivana Juka. She's only done a few films before. It's called Beautiful Evening, Beautiful Day. It's a Croatian film. And it's set in 1957 in Yugoslavia. Of course, Croatia in that period was part of Yugoslavia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about four gay men who are working in the propaganda division in film. They were partisans heroes during World War II, and so far they've been getting kind of a pass in the 40s and 50s, even though it's a repressive sexual climate in communist Yugoslavia, and people kind of vaguely realize that they're gay, they kind of get away with it. But of course, things don't work out so well, unfortunately. The film was shot in black and white, beautifully done, very well acted. Mm. And I would recommend it highly, except for the fact that this is really not to knock the film, because it's fair.
Right.
This film does lead to tragic conclusions, which I guess, given the politics of the period, is inevitable. And yet, at the same time, it almost dwells on it. So it's a funny film in that I can't really knock it critically, and yet at the same time, I find it a little tough to recommend to people. Uh-huh. The first two-thirds of it are amazing,
And
this is truly an art film.
Mm-hmm.
And shooting in black and white really worked. It was a great aesthetic choice. You really feel like you're watching a brilliant art film from the past,
right.
And yet at the same time, it's a very, very tragic film. If you're up for it, if you're up for seeing a very strong film about a repressive time in the past,
uh-huh.
This is an excellent film. So
okay. What
can I say? A recommendation, but with provisos.
All right. Thank you very much, Mark.
Well, thank you. And again, bye-bye, Andy.
He says bye. He's in chit-chat.
Oh, sorry.
He's in chit-chat some more. See you next week, Gene.
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Fine words.
Music now by John Field, the Piano Sonata No. 1. We're going to hear the Rondo Allegretto with John O'Connor at the piano.